Radio Christian Voice News, The Global Link.
MQHZ expresses concern over low cancer survival rates. Zingo urges faith leaders to embrace monitoring and evaluation skills for effective evangelism. And Uganda and Tanzanian leaders hold bilateral talks. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, Director General Queen's Mwavo, says the revelation that nearly 60% of people diagnosed with cancer do not survive highlights serious gaps in Zambia's cancer response. Dr. Mwavo's remarks follow government's announcement to expand cancer screening services, including increasing the number of breast cancer clinics from 4 to 10 by the end of 2026. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Mwavo said the policy direction is a positive and necessary step towards strengthening early detection and improving cancer treatment outcomes in the country. He, however, stressed that the expansion must be matched with deliberate investment in trained health personnel, functional diagnostic equipment, sustainable financing and strong referral systems. These deaths are largely driven by late diagnosis, limited access to screening services, inadequate public awareness and delayed referral and treatment, challenges that must be addressed with urgency, said Dr. Mwavo. He emphasized that increasing the number of clinics alone will not be sufficient to reverse the current survival trends, calling for equal attention to rural and hard-to-reach areas where access to screening and early diagnosis remain severely limited. Dr. Mwavo further called for nationwide public education campaigns to encourage early health-seeking behavior and to dispel myths surrounding cancer. He has also urged strong collaboration between government, civil society organizations, the private sector and cooperating partners to ensure that the expansion of services translates into tangible improvements in cancer survival rates.
I think it welcomes the government's decision to expand cancer screening services and increase the breast cancer clinics from 4 to 10 by the end of this year. The expanding clinics must go hand in hand with trained health workers, functional equipment, a strong referral system, and nationwide public awareness, because early detection only works if people can access services on time and understand the importance of screening.
Government has ordered illegal gold miners operating at the new Mufumbwe site in Chisamba district to immediately halt activities as efforts intensify to formalize the mining sector. Chisamba District Commissioner Joel Mboyoma warns that the government will not tolerate illegal mining due to its danger to human life and the environment. Mr. Mboyoma directed the miners to form cooperatives and obtain the necessary permits, adding that sanitation facilities must be installed to prevent disease outbreaks before mining can resume. Addressing miners at the new Mufumbwe gold mine in Chief Chamuka's area, Ms. Mboyoma also cautioned against continued encroachment and reports of miners carrying guns and pangas. He emphasized that mining activities will only resume once all legal requirements are met, warning that failure to comply will result in the application of the law. The Zambia Interfaith Networking Group, ZINGO, has urged faith leaders to adopt monitoring and evaluation practices to strengthen effective evangelism and provide clear direction in faith-based work. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, ZINGO Executive Director Sivas Hamukoma emphasized the importance of accountability and informed decision-making in faith initiatives. He said that monitoring and evaluation help shape evangelistic programs while addressing social vices, adding that faith-based organizations and church mother bodies play a key role in promoting moral discipline and community stability. Monitoring and evaluation give faith leaders the wisdom and tools to guide their work effectively, strengthen evangelism, and positively transform communities, said Mr. Hamukoma. He further noted that ZINGO is enhancing coordination among faith mother bodies by linking them to funding opportunities and partnerships with key stakeholders, including government, to ensure sustainable and impactful community development.
By the end of this year, we'll be in 50 districts. Now we are already in 25 districts. And when we move there, we would have gathered a lot of experience in terms of how are the religious leaders responding to issues of monitoring and evaluation. What are the gaps in advocacy? How can we do this better? And if we have an opportunity to go countrywide, how are we going to go countrywide?
Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, in Northwestern Province has commended the government for putting up measures to reduce the price of essential commodities. Northwestern Province Chairperson David Chongo says the government should ensure that the benefits trickle down to ordinary citizens. Speaking in an interview with Zanis, Mr. Chongo explained that the appreciation of the kwacha, reduction of inflation, and reduction in the prices of fuel should translate into an improved standard of living for all. He commended the government's call for manufacturing companies to reduce the prices of commodities, adding that it was the right thing to do as the production costs had reduced. Mr. Chongo appealed to the government to find a mechanism on how to work with manufacturers to ensure a price reduction each time there is a gain without reminding them. In African news, the leaders of Uganda and Tanzania held bilateral talks at State House in Dar es Salaam on Saturday aimed at enhancing cooperation between the two countries. Host President Samia Suluhu Hassan and her Tanzanian counterpart President Yoweri Museveni said discussions had focused on trade, infrastructure and regional peace. The meeting underscored the deep-rooted connections between the neighbors, which date back to the 1960s when both nations gained independence from Britain. Coming up shortly, Italian police arrest protesters after clash in Olympic host city Milan. This and more, stay tuned.
Young people are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
Another rest of the news. Six people have been arrested after police clashed with protesters in Milan, one of the hosts of the Winter Olympic Games during the first day of the competition. Thousands took to the streets of the city in northern Italy on Saturday to protest against a range of issues including the cost of living. Some fired flares and threw stones at police who responded with water cannon. It comes after the government tightened protest laws in the wake of a demonstration last weekend in Turin that left more than 100 officers injured, according to government figures. Meanwhile, officials are investigating suspected sabotage on northern Italy's railway network on Saturday. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ Director General Queen Smabu, says the revelation that nearly 60% of people diagnosed with cancer do not survive highlights serious gaps in Zambia's cancer response. The Zambia Interfaith Networking Group, ZINGO, has urged faith leaders to adopt monitoring and evaluation practices to strengthen effective evangelism and provide clear direction in faith-based work. And the leaders of Uganda and Tanzania held bilateral talks at State House in Dar es Salaam on Saturday, aimed at enhancing cooperation between the two countries. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
Limited is Zambia's newest telecommunications service provider with the fastest data connectivity, the widest fiber optic coverage, and the most stable and reliable network in Zambia. Fibercom is your internet suite.